Valentine's Day creates a distinction between two types of people, those who have that special someone and those who don't. Commentator Jim Solish reads between the lines of personal ads where many are still searching for their soulmates.
My wife caught me reading the personals the other day, and in perfect personal speak asked, "Are you seeking a soulmate?" I explained that I was simply a writer seeking a subject for which to share an essay. I showed her a page of personals filled with declarations of love for the outdoors. I told her I was intrigued by the pastoral connection. One writer loves long walks in the woods. Another pines for a soulmate at home in nature. Another writes, Whitmanesquely, "I find myself by losing myself in nature." My wife suggested we take a nice long walk in the woods. We headed to the nearest park, where I began to wonder about all those personal writers. Was the 50-plus divorced female seeking a spontaneous companion to share wild nights by the fire really that passionate? Was the single male offering candlelight dinners and long nights of intimate conversation really on the up and up? Personals make fascinating reading. They are the mating dance of the new world. They are part fairy tale, part eulogy to past loves. The guy who describes himself as romantic, even though he's become about as romantic as last night's dishes, is really saying, "I will be young and carefree again. If you are my beauty, I will be transformed from this beast I have become." The senior citizen who describes herself as wild and passionate may be paying tribute to her past, but she's also saying, "If you're the right one, I will be wild and passionate again." On one of my first dates with my wife, I packed a backpack with wine and cheese and a book of short stories by Robert Boswell. We rode our bikes a couple of miles to a lake, where we sat on a bench and drank wine out of paper cups and read aloud to each other. It was a midsummer day, a perfect day for two people in the middle of their years. I had recently left a 13-year marriage, and Ricky had been divorced several years. We believed in the power of stories. We believed that life could be simple and pure. If my wife dies before I do, and I write a personal ad, I would say I am looking for someone to read aloud with on a park bench by a quiet lake. Someone to take me back to the person I was on that day long ago, when I was already in middle age but didn't know it, and love was enough.
The comments of Jim Solish, a writer based in Cleveland, heard here through member station WCPN.